We were a group of 36 children, going from 3 years old until 16. And she said to us, listen, children, we missed the train. We are going to take a lorry. And we took this lorry. It was a French lorry driver. And he didn't know that we were Jewish children. And he took us to a hidden border in the forest. I think in my souvenir as a 10-year-old old, it was everywhere green. And we stopped at the border. And when we stopped, it was the Citroën with four German officers. And they stopped. They were in a Citroën. And one boy, same age as me, said, look, messieurs les Allemands, they always travel with Citroën. That was like 2 days ago. And we stopped. And when they stopped, was straight away a big lorry with loads of German soldiers. And we were interrogated. And unfortunately, we had false papers, but our papers were not finished. It was end of the war. It was very chaotic. And they noticed straight away that we are Jewish, I think today. But they asked this young Marianne Cohn, where are you going? She said, we are going in a summer camp. And that's it. So they said, well, we follow you. We arrived in the summer camp, which was called Monte Mornex, that I remember. And the directrice said, first of all, I only expected boys and not those children. And then we spent at 2 o'clock at night. They took us as little, I was 10 years old, and all the others interrogated one by one. And after each time, what is your name? Are you Jewish? We said, René Blanchet, I am König. They said, you're lying, because the card wasn't even finished.
How old were you at that time?
10, exactly 10. I'm 18 now. We'll be 81. And everything, I remember that. Anyway, we stayed overnight. The next morning, we were taken in the prison, famous prison Danmas, in Annemasse. Mm. And there we were on the little cells, on bridge, yeah.
Yeah.
And we got, I remember, food. We, as children, we noticed, like dogs, you know, you give something better even to dogs. But that was not the point. We were also interrogated by the Gestapo. One Gestapo and one other one next to him with his uniform, the boots. I always see this man in front of me. I think my entire life I see these blue eyes scouting us. And I was with my sister and my brother. They took us, all the three, together. And all the same thing, always, your name, are you Jewish, where are your parents? They wanted to know the address. And my sister is 3 years older. She said, we're not giving the address. We gave a false address. And after the hearing, and on the same time, was on the corner from the room, was a young boy. He was 11. I also remember his name even. And he was beaten because they noticed, he said his parents, we said our parents live in Saint-Junien, near Limoges. And he said, my parents live in Nancy. And they knew no Jews official could live in Nancy because it was evacuated. No Jews was allowed to go back to Alsace-Lorraine. So they beat him up. And they said, if you don't say the truth, you will be same as him. You will be beaten like this one.